spoken of by the Father. John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to meet him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? But bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to stay within yourselves. We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will burn and purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Would you say amen to the reading of the word of the Lord tonight? Praise God. God bless you, and you can be seated in Jesus' name. I have not come tonight with a new message. I have not come tonight with something astounding to preach to you. I've come with something very basic and old. As old as the beginning of this apostolic church. I want to talk to this congregation this evening about repentance, the prelude to revival. Repentance. You know, there are many in our day that would have us to believe that faith alone would save us. Plus nothing and minus nothing. Certainly we understand the significance and the importance of faith in salvation. But without it, it is impossible to please Him. But James asked the question, can faith alone save us? The obvious answer being no. That faith without works is dead, being alone. We understand that faith is simply the foundation of a beginning relationship with God. That unless we believe on Him, we are condemned already. But once that we believe on Him, then we begin to obey the Word of God. And in obedience to the Word of God, we repent of our sins and are baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sins and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. don't ever take the opportunity of repentance for granted. I am saying that not only for the sinner, but even much more for the saint. Oh, I'm going to say that again. I'm preaching tonight. Not this message, I know that we may have a few guests in the house, and thank God for all of the guests that are here. You certainly need to repent, but you're not the only one that needs to repent tonight. I'm preaching to the church that needs to repent. I'm preaching to saints that need to repent. I'm preaching to a preacher that's preaching to you right now that needs to repent. I'm just going to be bold enough to say I'm preaching to every preacher on this platform tonight, because there's not an individual in this house that has not the need of repentance. Jesus said when you pray, and it was the disciples that asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, this is how you pray. And he said, you pray, Father, forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. He's not given a sinner's prayer. He's given the example for the church to pray. For saints of God to pray. When you pray. Oh. I'm going to say it tonight. I think there's two things that every child of God needs to do every day. And that's repent and get the Holy Ghost. Two things that every child of God needs to do every day. And that's repent and get the Holy Ghost. I know we preach about the renewing of the Holy Ghost. For though this outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Not Sunday night, but Sunday night. Not week by week, but day by day. You need a renewing in the Holy Ghost every day. You need to talk in tongues every day. But that's not all you need to do. You need to die every day. Paul not only said that the outward man perished, the inward man renewed day by day, but he said, I die every day. I die every day. I die every day. I've got to keep this body under, because if I don't, this old man will come back to me. That old carnal nature will come back to haunt me if I don't crucify it. And when God gives us an opportunity to repent, we need to make sure that we are quick to respond to it. In Acts chapter 11, in Acts the 11th chapter, when the apostles heard what God had done for the house of Cornelius, they said, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted, everybody say granted, granted repentance unto life. God granted the Gentiles repentance and the life. Having the Gentiles in the house tonight. You know how you had the opportunity to repent? God granted you that opportunity. And some of you have taken it for granted. God granted it to you, and some of you have taken it for granted. God granted you the opportunity to repent, and some of you think you don't need to do that anymore. God granted you the opportunity to repent, and some of you think that you can get by without it now. Oh, hallelujah. These words were not written. These words were not written to sinners, but these words were written to the church. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10, and Paul said, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. In other words, a contriteness that comes from God, a sorrow that you can't get on your own, but a sorrow that God spoke to the church. And he said that some that just seem, they don't have to be in and out. They can't stay faithful to God. He said they used to be in the church. But now then they're back out in the world. And they live in this vicious cycle. And somebody evangelist comes through and preaches on the coming of the Lord. And they hit the altar. And they get prayed through. But it's not but a week or two. And they're back out living the same old way again. Doing the same old things again. And Peter said, they're like the hog that was lost. That returns to the wallowing in the mouth. And then he said, they're like the dog. Bible says that we are to abhor that which is evil and to cleave to that which is good. We are to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And God hates sin. God hates sin with a passion. It's detestable to God. It's abhorrent to God. In my humanity, I can't think of anything really more repulsive than vomit. I really can't think of much anything that is more abhorrent than vomit. I hate the vomit. Sometimes I just pray, God, go ahead and take me. I just about rather go ahead and die than vomit. You know, you vomit, and you feel, you know it didn't all come up. You know there's some more in there that needs to come out, and you lean it over, and all you got to do is open your eyes up, and the rest of it will come out. And if that don't work, just take a sniff. If you can. And the rest of it will come up. Now, how many of you would go to the kitchen cupboard and get a cup out and go back to the commode and dip the cup down in the vomit and drink that vomit? You're covering your eyes and your face. You say, oh, but the desert, that's vulgar. That's nasty. But I want you to know that's just exactly the way God feels about your sin. And when you really repent the way you ought to repent, you're going to be sin just like that. Sin loses its enticement. Sin loses its hold on you. Sin loses its power over you. Because you've got the cover pulled off of it. The devil covers that old vomit up and says, isn't that pretty? Don't you want to go back to that? What you need to do is get back to that altar and repent and pull the cover back on and say, no, devil, I don't want to go back to that. I threw that up a long time ago and I'm delivered. I'm telling you, when you live a repentant life, you're just as likely to go get that cup out of the cupboard and drink vomit as you are to go back to pick up the sin that you laid down. The only thing that I can think of that would be more repulsive than drinking your own vomit would be to drink somebody else's. Why do you think that Jesus was so horrified in the garden when he prayed? He said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. It wasn't the pain of the nails. It wasn't the spike to his feet. It wasn't the crown of thorns on his brow. It wasn't the whip on his back. It was that cup of vomit. It was your vomit that he was willing to drink and count.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost is working on us here tonight. And we better take heed of what God. We better not take for granted what God's been trying to do in this context. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. I want you to stay in the spirit and attitude of prayer. But please be seated. I feel the Holy Ghost wants me to keep on preaching for a little while here tonight. Just keep your mind on God. Let the Holy Ghost do what He wants to do in this house. But repentance involves every element of man. It involves the intellectual aspect of humanity. You can't repent without your mind being involved. Thank you. find them over there in the book of Revelation. And they're still before the throne. And they're still crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And I promise you, they've been doing that for hundreds of millions of years. Ever since they were created. They were created for one reason. And that was to express the holiness of God. And even though they've been doing it for millions, many billions of years, it's not out of duty that they stand there. But it's with amazement and awe in their voices. They're still crying. Even to this day, holy! 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 Lord! God! Oh, my. It has not become a vain repetition. It has not become a treasure. They're not given a sense of duty. They're not burnt out saying, holy, holy, holy. How long you been in the church? And you get bored coming to church? And you get bored during the singing? And you get bored at the prayer meeting? And you get bored while the preacher's preaching? Oh, God, give us that all back. God, give us that wonder back. God, give us that amazement. So that great prophet of God fell on his knees and said, woe is me! He wasn't bragging about how holy he was. No, he was looking at the holiness of God and he said, woe is me! For I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. The man who, by God's own testimony, said he's a perfect man. He loves God and he eschews evil. That spent several chapters justifying himself. But when God got through with him, he said, I heard about you with the hearing of my ear. But now my eye be full of thee. And I put my hand upon my mouth. And I repent. I repent. The man that was perfect. By God's own testimony, when he got close to God, when he got in the presence of Jehovah, he said, I repent. In dust and ashes. So don't you know that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But he went on to say, some of you are hard-hearted. And because of the hardness of your heart, you're storing up wrath against the day of wrath. You're not going to repent. You're not going to move. You've already heard much better preaching than I could do. And even than any of these other preachers that have preached here
call, Jesus. You need to kill the cows. You need to burn the plow. You need to kiss your family goodbye. You need to leave that old life behind you. Destroy the remnants of it. And totally surrender to the call of God. Oh my God. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost. Right now, somebody needs to hear what I'm telling you.
Sinner! and still be a sinner. You can preach behind the pulpit and still be a sinner. You can teach a Sunday school class and still be a sinner. You can be the head usher and still be a sinner. But you can't repent and still be a sinner. Oh, God. Repentance will never work without faith in the operation of God. It's not the will of God for an alcoholic to take 6 months to dry up. It's not the will of God for the tobacco addict to have to go through withdrawals in order to quit smoking. True repentance looks to God for deliverance, and God is able to deliver you instantly. Repentance does not suppress your sinful desires. It kills them. It kills them. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we who are dead to sin live any longer?
You have left your first love. Repent.
Turn it as you've got the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
Repent.
To commit fornication. And I've given you space to repent, and you didn't take it. I gave you a place of repentance, and you didn't take it. I granted you repentance, and you didn't take it. Stop it! righteous, brazen, brash, in your face. What are you going to do about it, Pastor? Yeah, I'm pushing the boundaries. What are you going to do about it, Pastor? I'm telling you, God's sick of that spirit. And He's giving you space to repent tonight. Giving you an opportunity to repent tonight. Now, to be honest, you can have all of it standing down just by the still have that spirit. Oh, yes, you can. But I'm telling you, time and time, you need to repent. Sardis, you've got a name that you're alive, but you're dead. Repent. And they ought to see it. You say that you're rich and increased with goods, and you have need of nothing. And you're blind and wretched and miserable and poor and naked. And you don't even know it. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. And I'm telling you, Laodicea, repent. Repent. Oh! Oh! Brother Dudley, why are you preaching this? Because I don't have anything else to preach. This is what's been on my heart for 4 weeks. God spoke to me 4 weeks ago and told me what to preach at that conference. And it's been heavy on me. I've never had a message that's heavy on me. Never in all of my ministry have I ever felt it so long, so heavy. And I've never been wise. You haven't heard a message last night. I've never heard two messages this morning. And we still didn't get it. And my fear is you're not going to get it tonight. No, we're not going to call for the music. The Holy Ghost is calling for you to repent. But if you don't go listen to the Holy Ghost, you can get up and walk out the door tonight. And the Holy Ghost isn't calling for a 5-minute prayer meeting. That's not what the Holy Ghost is calling for at prayer conference. It's not a 5-minute prayer meeting that the Holy Ghost is calling for. The Holy Ghost is calling for the church. If we really want revival, if we really want to move of God, if we really want to have a power of the Holy Ghost, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Repent! 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 Oh, if my people would you call by my name, and humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Rend your hearts and not your garments. For the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God.